John, the sun has been acting up. I think we're in this cycle, but it has been really sending some huge X-class flares lately. We've been lucky. We haven't been hit directly, but the time will come, I think, and some of these will happen too. Nostradamus, any other prophets look at this?
Well, there are many. And before I get to that, I should probably finish what I started in, before the last ad, and simply say that all this stuff about the August 11th, 1999 eclipse is used by Nostradamus to set the time stage for these things to happen. We showed how he had the link in his elaborate metaphors to Iraq as modern-day Babylon. That also ties it to our times. He might have missed the following spring by a few years. That can happen when you're looking 1,000 years in the future. It might have been the spring of 2003 when the war was launched, which could trigger this spread of radicalism from the Ayatollahs. Now, when that happens, there's supposed to be a lot of natural disasters, and he cites a whole lot of natural disasters and earthquakes happening after that eclipse. Now, it so happens that later that same August of 1999, there were huge earthquakes in Corinth and in Turkey, which he calls Ephesus oftentimes in his prophecies. That did happen. Also, there was wherever the earth, many of the places where the eclipse passed its shadow saw great earthquakes a few years later, such as Gujarat in the great Gujarati quake of 2001 around February, late February. So it would seem that we've entered a period, and he gives us a time in his epistle. Most of this is coming from his prophetic letter written in, signed off in 1558, many, many centuries ago, that it would last, this period, this Holocaust of sorts, would last from 73 years and 7 months. But then he promises a great peace will be established. So there are some people who say it'll last 30 to 50 years, this upheaval, and in this show I'm trying to focus more on the ecological ramifications of these tribulations that are coming. Right. But they're all holistically interconnected. But to focus back on that, you talk about the sun. And yes, there are so many prophets from so many different traditions, biblical, Native American, Polynesian, South American, Nostradamus, Renaissance, others, you name it, that basically share a similar phrase, that the sky will be on fire, and there'll be great droughts, and there'll be unprecedented storms because the sky is on fire, or the sun is on fire because of the anger of the sun. One of Nostradamus' prophecies talking about a great drought in the southwest of France, which we're experiencing right now, could be it. He talks about a great drought in the Midi, which is the Provence, which is where he was born in South France, and extending south of that, which is the great droughts and famines of the North African and Trans-Saharan regions. He also reported that when that would happen, he would see a great earthquake reported at the bottom of Asia. And he gave an astrological configuration of planets, which would happen when there was a full moon. And that is right around the 26th of December 2004 when these configurations come closest to all coming together. The Sumatran earthquake that created the great tsunamis at the end of last year are, if you look at a map, at the bottom of Asia. There were great droughts, unprecedented droughts in South France, all extending all the way down to North Africa and into the Sub-Saharan. The sun is angry, the sky is burning, and that gets into an interesting subject. I know some people, I get a lot of emails from people who almost grasp hold of the whole solar maximum theory as if it's a new religion and blind to all other possibilities. Certainly the sun goes through these cycles. We're only just beginning to learn them. We're only just starting to gather enough data to objectively consider past climate changes. Certainly there was a lot of records during the time of Nostradamus of the last, he was born literally 500 years ago, and these solar maximums that's theorized happen every 500 to 1,000 years, and we're in one. Parallels also that whenever the sun gets angry, so to speak, poetically speaking, history takes these leaps and reactions to leaps. You had 500 years ago the breakout of free thinking, of science, of objectivity, of exploration, in called the period of the Renaissance. Equally, in reaction to the step forward in human evolution, you had the reaction. You had the religious wars. You had the Inquisition, both the Spanish and the Roman, which were created at that same time, trying to stop free thinking in religion and science. And when that was happening, it seems that the last time the sun had a huge effect on the climate, it did the opposite of what it's doing today. It created what's called the Little Ice Age, which happened around the time of the early 1500s and went off and on for another few centuries. This maybe one could theorize. We have to test it with objective science, but we could at least put out the theory that maybe the sun goes every other time from hot to cold in this
flips back and forth. Yeah,
yeah, and that we're actually in a hot heating up period this time around, not a little ice age, but a global warming endless summer for a few centuries.